I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy you're with us this hour because this one's going to be a little strange. And strange on purpose. It's meant to be a little strange. We've got a great guest coming up, and I think you're going to find this hour fascinating, particularly if you're into ghosties and ghoulies and long-leggedy beasties and things that go bump in the night. Which, by the way, ends with the line, "Good Lord, deliver us," a Scottish prayer. You know, I've done a number of features on ghosties and ghoulies and long-leggedy beasties. We did a show where we had on the folks at the 1897 Crescent Hotel. I think that's what it's called. In Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And apparently they're considered the most haunted hotel in America. And years ago we had on a couple of women. I think they were sisters. I think there were three sisters, actually, because it was called, I think, the Three Sisters Inn. Go look at sabrams.com and travelers411.com for Three Sisters Inn. Pretty sure it was Colorado. And they had a B&B where the ghost of someone who was who lived there. It's kind of sad story associated with it, but I won't spoil it for you. Go check it out. And then we spent a whole hour talking with Sir John Leslie, who passed away. I'm going to say this April was 2 years. Or maybe it was last April. Could have been. Time flies when you're having fun. He was the patriarch of Castle Leslie in County Monaghan in Ireland. And Norman's room in Castle Leslie was the oft-seen place of Norman coming back to visit. And he told us other stories that were amazing. So go check out, go look for Sir John Leslie at sabrams.com and travelers411.com and listen to that interview. I interviewed him a couple of different times, but that was the one where he talked about, and because it was because of the first interview that we talked about the ghosts a little bit, and then I had him on just to talk about ghosty things. And I want to say that interview aired in October, whatever year that was, so look for the October one. And somebody in his family owned a castle not far away from Castle Leslie, and one night in I think the 1800s, a pregnant young woman in a horrible torrential downpour showed up at the front door of the castle, and she was bedraggled and fairly a mess from being out in the rain and having walked some distance, and she was a total stranger to them. And when she came to the door and she asked for assistance, they wouldn't let her in. And it is said that her ghost has haunted that castle ever since. And I've had my own strange experiences with mostly premonitions. So I kind of get it. And I came across a fellow named Peter Andrew Sacco, who you can go to YouTube and find their channel at The Paranormal Profilers. He's also had a popular TV show in Canada. And he's written over 30 books, some of them novels, some of them more academic, and others about ghosty things. He's a PhD in psychology, and he wrote a book called Niagara's Most Haunted. And he's based in Canada. I fell upon him as a result of... We had on the air with us a couple of weeks ago when we were at Penn Station for Amtrak's annual travel day. We were there and I was interviewing some of the exhibitors who are hoteliers, tour operators, and others who benefit from people getting on an Amtrak train, getting off somewhere, and interfacing with whatever attraction, hotel, whatever it is they do. And I met Lindsay Bowman, who's from Destination Niagara, USA, and did an interview with her. They are, I guess, the equivalent of the Convention and Visitors Bureau for Niagara Falls and Niagara on the U.S. side of the border. And in following up, after chatting with her, I stumbled across Peter Andrew Sacco, who's on the Canadian side, and who wrote this book, Niagara's Most Haunted. And I thought, you know, this is a nice follow-up. So we're going to have a chat. So there's more than the falls and the other attractions for you to look for with Peter right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts is Friday, July 7th, with Andras Nelsons conducting the BSO and featuring Mahler Symphony No. 2. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
On the line with me, live from somewhere in Canada, is Peter Andrews Sacco. Are you related to the Sacco and what was it, Vanzetti? What was the famous trial in America?
Well, hi there, Stephanie, and everybody listening. Yeah, actually, somewhere in the distant bloodline, the famous Sacco Vanzetti case. I believe they are distant cousins. So, yeah, it's in Italian, Sacco is kind of like Smith in American and Canadian in terms of, you know, last names go.
Yeah, well, we have a Rudy Sacco in Berkshire County, a retired judge. He clearly got on the right side of the law, and a good friend, by the way, lives in Berkshire County and is probably listening on WBRK 101.7 FM right now. So, first of all, what got you interested in the paranormal?
You know, I get that asked a lot. And as a kid growing up, I was absolutely captivated by the hit TV series in the 70s, which was very short run, but it seemed forever as a kid, called Kolchak, the Night Stalker. So, you know, my parents exposed me to that, and then eventually I just fell head over heels in love with The X-Files. And always reading stuff. Stephen King, Edgar Allan Poe, even Michael Crichton, the whole science fiction fantasy aspects of things. So, you know, somewhere down the road, I eventually go to university, become a psychologist. Actually, I'm a criminal psychologist by trade, but I specialized in relationships.
What laws did you break to become a criminal?
So, you know what? It's interesting that during it, I took a couple parapsychology courses in my undergrad years and then again in my PhD years. And it was something that I was always fascinated by and interested. And I have been a professor as well for 20 years now. And I started teaching a course, Understanding the Paranormal, back in the late 90s. And Stephanie, this course just exploded. I had standing room only in my lectures for students. So at that point there, I thought, son of a gun, these folks are really into it. You know, I taught the science part of it. I am also a man that is, I need to see it to believe it, resident skeptic, cynic, and all that kind of stuff. So I taught them that stuff. But they wanted to know the cool stuff, the ghost stories, levitation, bilocation, poltergeist, demonic possession, all that stuff. So more and more, as the years went by, I read more stuff on it, came in contact with professionals on that stuff. And it was just a great fit in terms of eventually some friends of and I were sitting around one night having coffee with a little bit of Kahlua in it. I got to, you know, throw that in. And one of them said, hey, we should put together a haunted show, sort of more of a science aspect of it and history with it. So I said, yeah, that's cool, because I had already shot a documentary of this in 1999, way before all these ghost shows came on the television. I did it first, and I'm going to toot my horn because I really did. And so with that said, it became a huge success here in Canada, in Ontario primarily, because that's the only place it was aired, that we started this show up called Niagara's Most Haunted in 2010. A local network picked it up. It became a smash show. We ran it for, five and a half seasons. The only issue was it could only be seen in Ontario, Canada.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and pick it up on the other side of this break. Pay close attention to our sponsors. We love them good. And we'll be right back with the paranormal. So look out for the ghost behind you. It's Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
You're seeing things running through your head. Can you call
Ghostbusters?
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature, take a course in surfing, or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Fasten your seatbelts, people. We're going to board a ghost flight to Niagara Falls. We've got Peter Andrew Sacco on the line with us. He has a YouTube channel, The Paranormal Profilers. And some of his TV shows that were quite popular in Ontario, Canada, can be found online also to for your educational satisfaction. He's written a book called Niagara's Most Haunted. And I got interested in knowing more about him and this book and what he does because we had a guest on from Destination Niagara USA a couple weeks back, Lindsay Bowman. And I don't know if she mentioned ghost tours or not. She might have. I know we've done places like Kinsale, Ireland is big on ghost tours. And they go out at night and everybody's got a little lantern with a candle in it. And they walk along the seawall there and somebody tells you scary stories of things that have been seen, apparently. The Apparent Apparition. Now, there's a name for a book. So, Peter, we left off where? You were telling us that... you guys did, you and the, some people you put together created, produced a hit show in Canada on ghosties and ghoulies and long-leggedy beasties. But you know, I was interested in our off-the-air conversation. You said you wanted to see if you could get it shown in the U.S., and I don't understand what kind of restrictions would keep that from happening if you could find somebody, you know, willing to pick the show up.
Well, the problem was, Stephanie, we had a local broadcaster, and they own the rights to my show.
Oh, so they were the clinker in the churn?
Yeah. So even though I wrote the show, hosted the show, put together everything to do
the
show,
own it.
They got it. So we put this right to YouTube. We created the Paranormal Profilers last year, and this thing just exploded. We were always at Comic-Cons and Paracons getting invites with Niagara's Most Haunted. So now we're getting even more around the world because of the show. And one of the cool things is we, our show is when history and science meets the paranormal. So we do this authentically. We pick historical places that are usually at least 100 more years of older that are open to the public so anybody can visit them. They're on both sides of the border, Niagara Falls, Canada, Niagara Falls, New York, Buffalo, New York. So everybody can go to these sites and check them out for themselves.
Oh, okay. So talk to me about Niagara. What's haunted? And we're talking about Niagara, New York, people, where Niagara Falls is? Or are we talking about the Canadian side?
Actually, both sides, Stephanie.
Okay, what'd you find there?
Well, one of the things you have to look at is one of the worst wars in American history, domestic wars, was the War of 1812.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, of course, there was a lot of bloodshed at Gettysburg. Everybody gets that. But there was a lot of bloodshed in Lewiston, New York, Buffalo, New York, all that area on the American side. And in Canada, it was in Fort Erie, and it was in Niagara Falls, Niagara-on-the-Lake. So, with that said, these are considered two of the hottest spots in terms of paranormal activity and ghosts. As a skeptic, you know, I'm always like, okay, yeah, whatever, boo, show me something exciting. But on our show, I bring in world-class psychics and mediums who are seen on shows like Paranormal Survivor, Haunted Case Files, Paranormal State, that come on there with thousands of dollars worth of equipment as well, too, that are paranormal investigators that come and show authentically the real deal is happening. And the best part is, and I will boast this all day long and brag about our show, we have zero budget. A lot of our people are volunteers. We have a lot of kids, teens that come out and help out, and we have cancer survivors. We want to just put something out there that people, the general public, can appreciate, especially ghost, and paranormal aficionados.
So, you know, when you say this ghost activity, how do you determine that?
That is a great question.
We only ask great questions.
So we use real equipment. We have EMFs, K2 meters, which pick up energy fluctuations. We have ghost meters, which a lot of now people can get these on their telephones by getting the app, downloading the apps. It'll pick it up. We have ghost radar.
Yeah, come on. There's an app for ghostiness?
You got it. But the best, the piece de resistance that we have Wayne Mallows, who is a famous Canadian horror author, who's also a paranormal investigator enthusiast, and his partner, Michelle DeRoche, who's with Canada's Most Haunted, is one of the most sought-out mediums in North America, if not the world. She has what is called a Portal 1 ghost box, or also known as a Tesla box, that communicates with spirits. You can see these firsthand by going onto the Paranormal Profiler's web channel on YouTube. See the ghost box in action and actually hear it speaking back. It is not fake, folks. It is 100% authentic. And I've got to say, a few times my jaw has dropped. I had no idea what the heck I was watching or listening until I actually saw and heard with my own eyes.
Man, that's hot. That is really hot. So, tell me how many pages, more or less, because I'm sure that you don't remember precisely, is the book about Niagara and the paranormal behavior there, Niagara's Most Haunted? How long is that book?
It's under 200 pages, and actually you can get it for $1 off my website if you really wanted it in e-format. But every site, almost everything that is in that book, we've gone and you can check out.
So what's, give me an example.
Fort George. It's one of the most haunted forts in Canada. Also, one of the most famous tunnels in all of North America is called the Screaming Tunnel. If anybody like Stephen King ever read his book, The Dead Zone, or saw the movie with Christopher Walken and Martin Sheen back in the 80s, that film was shot in the Screaming Tunnel. It is said to be haunted by a ghost of a girl that burned in a fire, and if you go in there at midnight, you'll light a candle, you'll hear a scream, and the wind will blow out the candle. So these are some of the places in the book, besides some really, really cool other places that were once, they housed American slaves, black American slaves that came over during the 1800s and wound up coming into these buildings on the Canadian side and eventually died there. And then Lewiston, New York, is one of the coolest, most haunted places, the old Opera Hall, which in the basement, this thing's almost 200 years old, this building, and one side of the building was a slaughterhouse for pigs, and on the other side they used to prepare human bodies as, you know, a mortician worked in there. And people still experience and smell rotting corpses, rotting pig, and interestingly, lavender perfume or toilet water, which is said to be the ghost of a woman from the late 18, early 1900s, and they see her on the staircase.
Who sees her on the staircase? That's what I want to know.
The people that have come in there, and we're talking delivery people that have dropped stuff off in this, because it's now a lot of the offices in there are nonprofit and lawyers. There's a huge lawyer's office in there, and people have shown up there, Stephanie, or later or whatever, and go like, why in the hell is there a Southern Belle standing on the stairs?
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Think a happy thought, people. Look over your shoulder. See what you're seeing. We'll be right back. To get a jolt from my electrode. They did the match.
They did the Monster Mash.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023. If
you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let's go again tonight.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're back talking with Peter Andrew Sacco, PhD in psychology, author of more than 30 books, some of them novels, some of them quite academic, and others about paranormal behavior, something he's very interested in. And if you've just joined us, he caught my attention because of a book he wrote called Niagara's Most Haunted. He has also been involved in a TV show about paranormal everything, and he's got a YouTube channel, The Paranormal Profilers, that you can go check out. And I got interested because we just spoke about Niagara Falls, New York, and we actually only talked about New York. I talked about the Canadian side because the heavy-duty part of Niagara Falls is on the American side, but to see it, you have to go into Canada. It's like if you really want to see the New York City skyline, you have to go to northern New Jersey. Take the ferry across from, what is it, 30-something street, 34th street? I don't remember the street. The waterways thing that goes there. And you can take the boat across to New Jersey and then stand on the New Jersey side, see the New York City skyline. Of course, you can see it from the Hudson River. It's a fun thing to do, you know, even if you have no reason to go otherwise. That's a good reason. But it's the same thing with Niagara Falls. If you want to see the American Falls, which is the bigger, more dramatic part of the falls, you have to go into Canada, which means, people, you need a passport. Unless you're one of those people that lives along the border and has one of those driving passes that just allows you to drive in and drive back and forth. It's cheaper to get those little driving cards. The only problem is, if you're going to Canada on a driving trip, do not go with a driving card. Go with your passport. Because if you smash your car up and you have to fly home or take a train home, those cards don't work. You need a passport. So don't look for trouble. Make life simple. So you gave us one example of a ghosty girl that's been seen around the falls. Are there ghosts of people that have gone overboard or whatever? Or it's just the Niagara region? What is it about that region that's, you know, magnetic?
Well, you know what? It's definitely a lot of our psychics and mediums say it's the energy, that the waters itself put off a lot of energy. And you can stand the American side and go to Three Sister Island, which is one of the coolest parts of Niagara Falls, New York. And there's been deaths there. Back in the day, they used to supposedly make sacrifices over the falls. You know, it was Native American stuff. And people claim that they can hear the wailing coming from the falls. And it's just such a cool place. And for people that want to see these sites, without even having to come over here, check, you know, visit the Paranormal Profilers, our channel. We've got, you know, the sites, we have the locations where you don't even have to leave home. But we encourage people to go and see them for themselves. And we just have a lot of cool stuff here, and I think a lot of it has to do with the war. And one of the things we did do an episode on.
Now, the war you're talking about is the War of 1812.
The War of 1812.
Okay, let me just talk about the War of 1812 just a tiny bit.
Okay.
This was the war with the Brits after we had already declared independence. They weren't given up yet. And that during that war, the White House got burned down. It's the only time the White House has been burned down. And while it is attributed to the British, the Canadians, forgive me, I've never met a Canadian yet who, it takes 10 minutes to get into the conversation when somebody Canadian will proudly point out to me that the only time the White House has burned down, it was, you know, during that war, and that they did it. Of course, when you read most things, it says it's the British, but, you know, they identified themselves, the Canadians identified themselves as the British, and they're always in a big hurry to point out the War of 1812 and how they burned down the White House. Under the most social, delightful, venues that I've been to, you know, parties. I was at the captain's table on a cruise ship, and there were two Canadian couples at the table that night. And, I mean, honestly, 10 minutes in, and there they were with the War of 1812 and how they burned down the White House. There's this passive-aggressive thing with Canadians and Americans, and most Americans aren't aware of it because we don't have that much to do for the most part. Most Americans probably have never been to Canada. And, you know, if they were, they experience Canada the way they experience a road trip, where they meet the people at the front desk and the waitress in the restaurant and maybe somebody at a museum. And that's it. They don't really get to know people to have a real conversation. But what's with it with you people? Why? What is it about the War of 1812 that so fascinates you?
Well, for me, it doesn't do much for me other than the really cool forts that are still around here. You know, it wasn't the Canadians that burned down the White House. It was obviously the British.
Yeah, but they love to take credit for it. I mean, every time I'm somewhere, there's somebody coming up with that story.
Well, unless they're Native American, like Aboriginal descent, or French, that would have been the Canadians and the eventual British that became Canadians and the Maritimers. But it's really interesting because the Americans burned down Fort Erie, which is a town, as well as the fort, which Mark Twain eventually came and saw the remnants of the fort after it had been burned down. And they also burned down, the Americans did during that war, all the town of Niagara-on-the-Lake, which is considered, and in many magazines and travel shows, one of the most beautiful towns that's been labeled in the world, in the entire world. So that was burned down. So we have these histories of just tragic violence that has happened here. And then, you know, we also go the flip side, where we have actually one of the most famous poltergeist cases in North American history, that in 1970 it was so popular, Johnny Carson even talked about it on The Tonight Show, which happened in St. Catharines, Ontario, which is 10 minutes from Niagara Falls. So we have a really cool plethora of things that have gone on here and that we've, you know, we've talked about. We did an episode on that poltergeist case, which I was handed 7 police reports that in the police reports there was 3 adults sitting on a couch that was levitating off the ground, kid on a bed floating off the ground, kid in a chair in the kitchen floating off the ground, everything flying around, and you had cops in there, a crown attorney, which is the equivalent of a U.S. district attorney, and other people watching this stuff, absolutely blown away.
Is this all in your book, Niagara, whatever? Niagara's Most Haunted?
That is in my second book, the follow-up to Niagara's Most Haunted, called Paranormal Niagara, Cases of the Mysterious and Macabre, where I get in-depth into that 28-day poltergeist case. Or some people would say it was a demonic possession case. And we also talked about it in episode 1 of the Paranormal Profilers. It's about a 12-minute episode.
Wow. That's very cool. I, you know, the whole thing fascinates me. And I, you know, I while I know people, in fact, I did a paper as an undergraduate in some science course I took that I was so not interested in. And one of the subjects you could do a paper on had to do with paranormal stuff. And the person teaching this course was very clear in his skepticism, to the point that if you wrote about something that sort of proved a case, you'd fail. You just, you know, you had to show why none of this worked. So when I wrote the paper in order to get my A, I pulled out all the things that were hoaxes, and then somebody showed it was a hoax because, you know, there were magnets, there were fans, there were, you know, use of various kinds of cameras and projection stuff. And so I did a whole paper on all the phony stuff to get my A, because if I'd done a paper that was in any way showing that, you know, maybe this is the real deal, I would have gotten an F on the paper. I couldn't afford that. Not in a 3-credit course. So but I've had weird experiences, but none of them are like ghostly interventions. I've had premonitions, and, you know, I've seen both asleep where I woke up and knew it wasn't a normal dream. It was one of those dreams. And then within a week, whatever happened. And the other is where I was actually a couple of times looking straight ahead of me, and what I saw happened within a few days, but it wasn't happening at the moment I saw it. For those of you who think I've lost my last marble, maybe I have, but I will tell you that both of my children and my husband were in the car when we were coming home, when we lived in Roslyn, New York, on Northern Boulevard. So for all of you who, you know the region, and we had just, Glen Cove was behind us, east of us, and we were traveling westward. And just before we got to what was always referred to as the Rosalind Viaduct, this was a, I guess it was a four-lane road, two lanes each way. I don't think it was three lanes. It was three lanes? Four lanes. Two lanes each direction. And this was this big, tall, it almost looked like a, you know, an aqueduct, you know, something that would carry water from one side to the other. But it was a road, and it went over the village of Rosalind. And the village of Rosalind was quite deeply downhill. So this thing was high up in the air. I bet it was a good couple hundred feet up. And the only water that you were crossing was this little bitty creek of a thing. And so it wasn't like this was a bridge crossing some big river. But you were really bypassing the village. And if you went through the village to get to the other side, it would take you 15, 20 minutes. But if you went on the viaduct, it took you 1 minute. And we always, of course, went on the viaduct, unless we wanted to be in the Rosalind village. And I looked straight ahead, and I saw the bridge fall down. And as the concrete of the bridge was hitting the ground 200 feet below or more, up came all this cloud of dust and smoke. And I looked at my husband as we were headed to cross the bridge, and we were within maybe 150 feet of the bridge. I said, go through the village. Stay with me, Peter. Don't go away.
To Niagara. This
time. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters.
We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Have you heard about Lufthansa German Airlines' nonstop service from 21 North American gateways to their hubs in Germany? How about this? You can fly to Munich or Frankfurt nonstop, visit, do business, add a holiday onto your business trip, and visit the world. Here are just some of the airports you can fly nonstop to Europe with Lufthansa. Which one works best for you? Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York's JFK Airport, Newark's Liberty Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, or Washington, D.C. And Lufthansa is now flying the world's largest aircraft, the Airbus A380. Fly A380 daily service on Lufthansa to Germany from and to New York, Houston, Miami, and San Francisco. Lufthansa, recently voted by Fortune as one of the 5 most admired airlines in the world. Start planning your trip today. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, nonstop you. Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So in the last segment, I told a story about, you know, one of the experiences in my life, and that's only one of many, where I have just known something was going to happen. I kind of, you know, had this visionary craziness. And you can come with your butterfly net, but it happened. And so I was talking to Peter Andrew Sacco, who I have on the line with me. He has a YouTube channel of the Paranormal Profilers, if you want to go have a look.
And it's an outgrowth of a very popular TV show that he had in Ontario, Canada, about paranormal experiences. And I invited him on because of his books about Niagara, New York, and the haunting experiences there. And I said to him, so what do you think about my story about the Mayanus River Bridge in Connecticut and its relationship to my taking a look at the Roslyn Bridge? It was its twin sister, and knowing that a falling down bridge is going to happen. And you told me a cute little story in the commercial break that I'd like you to share with our audience.
Yeah, it was a famous story that occurred in the States where there was the collapse of a bridge. And don't get me exact quotation on this, if it was West Virginia or whatever, or close by, I know it was there. It's called. It's based on the Mothman prophecies, the Mothman stories, where some entity known as the Mothman came into the town, and it was appearing to townsfolks, leaving messages or whatever, and a very famous reporter came to investigate the case, and, you know, not long after, one of the messages was that the bridge would collapse, and, you know, people would perish, they would die, drown, and sure enough, it happened. And then right after that occurred, the Mothman just disappeared. There was no more sightings of that. So it's kind of, and I've heard that from one of our resident mediums that appears on the show, that the Mothman is actually one of these, or whatever you would call it, a premonition or a foreshadower that appears to certain people and lets them know something bad could potentially happen and you need to try to prevent it.
Wow. But don't you think that when somebody goes to somebody and says that's going to fall down? I mean, I didn't alert the universe. You know, I told my husband why we had to take the 20-minute long cut on a school night at 8:30 at night when I have two children under 10 years old who need to be bathed and put to bed for school the next day. Because, you know, they come with a butterfly net and tell you you're nuts. But when just a couple, I think it was like 2 days later that the Mayanus River Bridge came down. And, you know, I just figured, okay, well, I got the wrong bridge. But in fact, when you saw the pictures of the Mayanus River Bridge and the Roslyn Bridge, they were twins. And by the way, there is a bridge in Ohio built from the same plan, because they showed it on, I watched a show about infrastructure in the U.S. that needs attention. And one of the bridges that they showed was this bridge in Ohio that is it's a relative of the Roslyn Bridge and the Mayanus River Bridge. And I don't know that anything, I think something did happen to it, but I don't really remember because I saw it a few years ago, this TV thing. And the fact that it was identical to what the bridge I was looking at was, made it really spooky for me. I don't need this special skill, by the way. I just assume not have it, but I inherit it because my mother was amazing with premonitions and whatnot. But no, we never saw any ghosties. I have stayed at Castle Leslie in County Monaghan, and Norman Leslie has been known to appear to people, especially in Norman's bedroom. And I was hoping that Norman would drop by for a spot of tea or a shot at Jameson's or something and have a chat with me, but that never happened. But people say they have seen Norman. Have you been there?
I have not been there, and there's a couple really cool places that we will eventually get to in the States as we make our way down that way. And we're really
excited. This is in Ireland. You got to go to Ireland. I will send you on the paranormal trail in Ireland. You'll have a good time.
You know what? Our expert medium, she's on her way to Romania later this summer to celebrate Bram Stoker anniversary and also go see the Castle Dracula.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Well, I'm glad you came to visit us today, Peter. It's been a delight talking with you. I want to remind our listeners that you can go and check out the Paranormal Profilers on YouTube. And you can go to, what's your website?
theparanormalprofilers.com, or you can go to my personal website, petersacco, petersacco.com.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, the pleasure has been all mine, and I wish everybody listening just the most amazing day. Thanks for having me, Stephanie. You're awesome.
Ah, you're a sweetheart. Go read my novel, Rumors, and then we'll talk. I'll start reading your 30.
I shall.
Come back next week, everybody. Gotta fly now.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.